For all marble substances, it's rhyme, raise, and mashubach. Okay. What is Avodah Mayinu? Until there, what is Avodah Mayinu? Das Kol Sagara. The Aschola is, before you start Mitzvah Salaila, you start with one thing, one introduction to Mitzvah Salaila. No, not what the Mitzvah is. Avodah Mayinu is what? Is the cause of the Mitzvah. What's Machayavas in the Mitzvah? You see? Before you start off, before anything starts, you start off with the Machayav. What's the Machayav? Avodah Mayinu Lefar Mitzvah. Then, now we discuss, since there was such a Machayav, then you have the Halachas. I want you to know one thing. Over here, Avodah Mayinu is a Machayav. What kind of a Machayav is it? When is Machayev? What's really? If I ask a question, why are you Misafir B'tir Tzrayim B'Leil Pesach? What's the reason? Yeah, but now ask a question. Why do you eat matzah? Yes, a kid. Why do you eat matzah? Because why? Because we're Avadim. No, why do you eat matzah? Because it says Baruch Tevah Matzah is the mitzvah. You see? The mitzvah. Somebody says, why do you eat matzah? What's the reason? Because it's the mitzvah. Why do you put on the says the mitzvah. But over here, you see, why? Because we're really interested only in what the Machayev is, the Halachic Machayev. Over here in Pesach, you're interested not only the Halachic Machayev, but the philosophical Machayev also. The philosophical why is justified. Philosophical why. I finally found a place for it. Philosophical why. So the Halacha is like this. The Halacha demands not just that you say the Torah was Machayev me to eat matzah. And not just you say the Torah was Machayev me in Sipur. You must say why the Torah was Machayev me in Sipur. What happened? So Avodah Mayinu is why. And you notice in the same thing, Matzuzu Shana Oichlam Al Shema. Al Shem Shle, his speak, but it doesn't say, Matzuzu Shana Oichlam Al Shema, Al Shem Shama Atara, Berav Techlam Matzuz, that's all. You see? It's not enough to go back to the mitzvah. You have to go back to the cause of the mitzvah. What was the cause of the mitzvah? The philosophical why, that's part of it. So first you start off with Avodah Mayinu, that's the halacha, that's what. The what tells you that this why is good. So you first start off with Avodah Mayinu. You start off with Avodah Mayinu, right? And then you go into Mitzvah Salaila. Then you go into Mitzvah Salaila. Okay. Now, what are the halachas? The cause, first you have the cause, and now what did the cause create? It created all these halachas. What are halachas? Afilu kolonu chacham kolonu nevanu kolonu skinu kolonu yadza. Mitzvah leinu l'sap v'tizrayim. What does it mean? What does that tell you? No. It tells you more than that. Tells you what? So it tells you who is chayav in the mitzvah. That's the first step. Who is chayav in the mitzvah? Who? You have to know every mitzvah. Who's chayav? Kain chayav, Levi Yisrael. Who's chayav? What? Come on, everybody. Hey, everyone. Okay. So we're all. Everybody's chayav in six Yisrael. V'cholam now. What's v'cholam marbel l'saper b'tzis mitzrayim reizim mashuvah? What does it mean? What? The shear of the mitzvah. How do you do this? What's the shear of the mitzvah? One sentence, five sentences. What's the shear? So what's the answer? The answer is there's a minimum shear and there's a maximum shear. The minimum shear is anything, any sifur. But the cholam arba, don't think that if you just say one sentence of sifur time, you're finished. For what? The more you say, the more keen there is. Okay. Cholam arba l'sapur sifur time reizim mashuvah. Then you bring in the mice of Rav Lozvi, Rishu, Lozvi, Zayir, Kiva, Tav, Shev, Sun, Zayir, Rak, and Sav, Sun, Sun, Kolei, Seh, Laila. Right? Okay. Kolei, Seh, Laila, what does it show you? The shear, the long amount. Up here is fine. But the last part wasn't necessary. Yeah. It says, Ad Shebo, Tamideyem, V'omru, Lehem, Rabbi, Seinu, Igi, Esman, Kriyash, Mashachas. No, we have to know what they were absent-minded. What do we have to know that for? You see? Ad Shebo, Tamideyem, V'omru, Lehem, Rabbi Sina, Giz Mankrish Shachar, wasn't necessary. Not to say it. Could have stopped right there. What do you mean that's the limit? Really, they went even further. They went even further, because when is this Mankrish Mashal Shachar?
Past
Amar Shachar, right? Past Amar Shachar. Right? You send the ones in that year. Past Amar Shachar. So, when is it? When is Giz Mankrish Mah? And when does Lila end? So they went, well, how far they go? Past this man of mitzvah, right? So past this man of mitzvah. Well, what is the balagurah? Tell me how long they've been going. That's not part of it. Just stop right here. Kol, I say, well, let's stop. Right? Okay. So we mentioned it last year. We answered that kasha. We asked another kasha. We said, how is it possible, according to Belozer ben Azariah, was the one that was in the Sukkot of Nev Rach, the Kiva, Belozer ben Azariah, Tarfon. Belozer ben Azariah happens to hold that the Achilas the Achilas Pesach is until when? Only until Chatzais. Achilas Pesach is until Chatzais. The Gemara says Matzah is only until Chatzais. So the question is, if Matzah and Pesach are only until Chatzais, right? Sipur, Yetzias Mitzrayim, is only when? there's no matzah, there's no pesach after chatzais, there's nothing. So sipa should end when? Should end at chatzais. So a few questions arise. If that's the case, so why did Hakigon call Lila? Hakigon call Lila, right? Ah. Moreover, what about the second? All the cases are kiyum in what? The cases are kiyum in sipa it is in Zion. All the cases. What are the kiyum in sipa it is in Zion? So we have to make sure that he got the kiyum when before chatzais. What about the other cases? I can do all the rest of the cases. I can do it before. After chatzais, no more sipa, right? So we'll take the second question requires another answer. First question is like this. The answer to the first question is as follows. This is a chat I want to say last year. I had a little hard time getting it across, but that's what I want to say. That in the here in the Machaber says like this. The Machaber says, Chayev Adam Lesaper Benisim Neflois Ubehilchais HaPesach. By the way, Sipur is not just Nisim Neflois, it's Hilchais HaPesach too. Ad Shet Chatfen Oshina. That's what it says. So wondering, what kind of a shir is that Ad Shet Chatfen Oshina? Until he goes out from exhaustion. What kind of shit? So we said like this. We said, Kol ha-marba l'saper b'tzis mitzrayim reza meshubach. What does marba mean? Marba means there's two ways to be marba. One is quantitatively, and one is qualitatively. Quantitatively means in this month. How long? How many sentences you spoke? Qualitatively means the involvement of the person in the seaport. Not just simply telling over my stomach, like talking. But the involvement in the sipur. How involved is he in the sipur? Sipur can be done at different levels. A person's half asleep, he's in the sipur, he's talking. A person's really interested in the conversation, has a different level of conversation. So, the chol amarba lesaper b'yitzis mitzrayim areza meshubach is two things. It's two things, quantitative and qualitative. Now, insofar as quantitative is concerned, after chatzais is no more kiyum mitzvah anymore. But insofar as qualitative is concerned, how do you know how involved he was in it? When he doesn't know, when he stops because he's exhausted, he just can't go on anymore. But if he's watching the clock and he says chatzais, now there's no more kima mitzvah, so then you see he's not involved. That's why the Bala got us like this. They're so involved they would have kept on going till mincha time. Why? Because the quality of the sipur was on the highest level. That's the pshat. So kol amarba, there's two dinim in kol amarba. There's a din in quantity, there's a din in quality. Okay.
So how do you know the Machaber?
What? That's why the Machaber says Achet Chatzen Ushina. No, quality. It means he's so involved that the only thing that'll stop him is exhaustion. He can't go anymore. But nothing else will distract him. Okay. Next part is the answer. What about the dollar cases? The dollar case is like this. The dollar case is the last part of Agadah. The fourth part I told you. Lefikach anach chayavim loyedis lala shebech v'falu ramein is really not part of Sipur Yisrael. Sipur is mechayiv in shevach. But the shevach itself doesn't have to be a part of the mitzvah sipur. But once you have sipur, lefikach anachnu chayavim loyedis. What does it mean? It means that sipur is a mechayiv in shevach. So the last two cases are b'teres shevach v'edah. That's why they can be done after chatzais. Because it's not a kiyum in sipur, it's a kiyum in shevach v'edah. The mechayiv was sipur, but the last two cases per se are a kiyum in shevach v'edah. That's right. Then you're right, because they finished the suva and they were involved in sipur, but it kept going to all the one. That was total involvement, complete involvement. It's a sheer of involvement.
Total immersion.
But why? See, it's hard for us to understand. I'll tell you why it's hard for us to understand it. Because it's hard for us to understand the level of involvement. That's the chazar. Trouble is that we can't understand being involved to the extent where a person doesn't know what's happening for 12 hours. We can't understand it. To us, it's alien. I mean, every 2 minutes, look at the clock. When is it 12:15? So.
You bring it up.
It is. Okay. What? That's what?
After
a shot in the puzzle. Leidava reiku mikan. Terror isn't empty, mikan, from you. If you think it's empty, it's because of you. Amen. According to that day, it's only keeping secret. Right. But according to us, we're not like that. good shot. Amar Elazar ben Azaria, Harani Kven Shiva Rishana. This I really don't know. I really don't know what this is. Skip it. Baruch Shenasan Tera Lama Yisrael. Kineged Abba Bonan Dibra Tera. Echad Chacham Vechad Rosha Vechad Kom Vechad Sheni Yedei Lisha. What? You're going through that now. So what is this? What is this? What part is this? What is this?
That's the second part.
No, think yourself. Forget about what you had in your notes. Formulation, right? Or no, or did the Torah perhaps tell you a specific method of... what?
No, of how to go about teaching.
How to go about teaching. Okay. So you have our Bob on it. Our Bob on it. Chacham, Russia, Tom and Shani, the other show. All right. I say it like this. First of all, we have to understand what the Abba Banama are. Why these four? Why these four? Now let's take one. First one, what does the Chacham ask? Mo Eidus v'chuk v'mishpatim asher tziva Hashem v'chino eschem v'af ata emaloi ki hilchei se pesach en v'chti nach ha-pesach ha. What do you see from this? What does the Chacham ask? You notice the Chacham shared with... What is it? The first question he doesn't ask about the why. First he asks, what is it? Vaf atem aloi ki hilchei sa pesach. Ad ein maftir necha pesach afikaman. Halacha, halacha. Chacham wants to know before he goes into philosophy, he has to know what halacha is. Chacham needs to start philosophizing. So you tell him all halacha, and then you continue into the philosophy. Yeah. Rasha mawaymer, that's Chacham.
Why?
Russia, by the way, you see clearly that the halacha, hilchos pesach, learning, if you sit down and Pesach way to say it, then you learn halachas, right? So then you mekayim, you learn hilchos carbon pesach, anything, mitzvah, other kind, yeah. Because I fought the Amalek, hilchos pesach, that's the first thing I got it, right? Okay. Russia, Moawaymer, what's Russia? Moawaymer, what?
After
Pesach,
Ad,
even to the last halacha. Ad, it's supposed to be Ad. Ad, ain't mefting after Pesach. Moawaymer, what is the word in the question of the Russia? What's the matter? What does Lachem mean? What does it mean? Define it. What does it mean?
Rebellion.
What is it? Not rebellion. That's kind of less than see, the Russia does one thing. The Russia is not a fool. The Russia is intelligent. He has intelligence. But the only thing is this.
Oh, he made a decision before he looked
back. That's right. He's prejudiced. The rush is prejudiced. He made a decision. He's presumptuous. He draws a conclusion before he even gets the facts. You see? What does Mo'avod Azeis Lachem mean if you translate it? What does it mean?
What is this word?
It means that everything you're doing only has what type of value? Subjective, that's all. Whatever you're doing is just subjective. In other words, Mo'avod Azeis Lachem, what you're doing is just for you. Of course, there's no absolute value here. Can't be an absolute value. It's simple Lachem. You want to do it. Everybody has their own thing. Everybody does their own thing. What is? Can you explain to me what your thing is over here, what you're doing? That's what the Russia asks. What is this? But the assumption is, Mo'avod Azeis Lachem, that's what it means. It's worthless. I mean, you like this. I like something else. Yeah. There's no sheikhs to me. No sheikhs. Philosophical psychotic, correct. So Mo'avod Azeis Lachem means... that it has only value for you. It only has subjective value. That's Lachem Alev. Ulefi. Lachem. 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 Lachem.
Lachem.
That's what it means. Lachem Velelai. Ulefi Shehaitzi Etz Atzmai Minaklo Kafar Be'ikar. Naturally, it's kafar in everything. Why is it kafar in everything? Once everything has subjective value. Yeah. Baruch is subjective. There's no absolutes anymore. It removes the whole world of absolutes. Every person, that's mamish, the philosophy of Bismanazeh. Every person does their own thing. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Not a new philosophy, it's a real philosophy. Va'af ata hakei eshino ve'emar loy ba'vur zeh osar Hashem li b'tzeisim yitzrayim. Li v'loy loy, ilu hay Hashem loy yinigo. What is the answer to the Russia? How do you answer? One second. No. What do you do?
Yeah,
this is the Torah. The Torah is giving you the formula for receipt board. So there's an approach of chachmah there. How do you answer the Russia? What? No, the Emerald. What is the Shaya? See, the Russia has a good mind, but what is ruining his mind? What's destroying his mind? His emotions are destroying his mind. So what do you do? You hit him in the emotions. You hit him right in the emotions. Right in the emotions. That's right. You show him why, according to his definition, yes, subjective, sure. But subjective means you show him the subjective harm that he receives from rejecting the mitzvahs.
Right,
but you have to deal in his terms. You can't deal in objective terms. You can't start explaining the beauty of the philosophy of the Torah. It'll never work. Until you break the Russia down, you'll never get the Russia inside. It's impossible. Plus, the emotions are a block. So the first thing you have to do is break down the emotions. That's Hakeyashino. Destroy him on his own ground. Once you destroy him on his own ground, then there's a chance of rebuilding. Right, he wouldn't have. You have to know. You have to demonstrate the harm of his philosophy. Demonstrate the innate harm of his philosophy. That's what it means. Okay, third one.
Well, what's the proof? I mean, you said no proof.
But you know, the Torah is just giving you the way. You have to each Rashi. Every Rashi you have to do it differently. The Pasuk says, Bavur says a remez. How? It's a general formula how to deal with the Rashi. Each Rashi has his own philosophy that you have to destroy. Each person is differently. Don't think that you tell every Rashi this Pasuk. Of course not. Okay. Each Rashi is different. Every Rashi is a different texture term. Okay. Many different speeches. Okay. Tom Moimer.
There's no method.
Tom Moimer. What does Tom say? What's that? Okay. Now, Tom is very easy. He just asks a general question. General question. Yeah, you can't give many specifics. You can't give many specifics. Just Sipur HaMaisa. Sipur HaMaisa. Sipur HaMaisa. Okay. Sipur HaMaisa. So the Chacham, you can go into abstract thought, you can go into the philosophy. The Rashi, you have to go into his emotions, break them down. And the Tom, what? And the Tom, you tell him Sipur HaMaisa. First level, Sipur HaMaisa. Vam She'ira, Vam She'ayo. That's again. Okay. Now break down the three that we have so far, categorically. Chacham, Rashi, and Tom. How does it break down? Lots of it has to break down.
Philosopher, philosophical, psychotic, and...
Yeah. Now what? No. There's two factors in the human being. Enough for Sunday morning person. Two things in the human being. What is it?
Logic
and emotions. Reasoning and emotions. The soul is made up of the soul. The essence of man is made up of two things. Emotions. His reasoning is good, and his emotions are in place. Everything is fine. That's the perfect man. The Rasha, good reasoning ability. But his emotions are destroying him. And the Tom? Bad reasoning. His reasoning is shot. Not bad emotions. He doesn't have bad emotions. But his reasoning is bad. His reasoning is bad. Okay. Alright. Now, Shani Delishel. What's Shani Delishel? That's separate category. What's Shani Delishel? Shani Delishel is really a separate Allah. The first three takes all the possibilities of the emotions and the intellect. Yeah, the emotion and the intellect. So, what is the last one? Sheni Deilisho? Sheni Deilisho? That's a separate halacha. See, the first three is always where the questioning is motivated, where the answer is motivated by the questioner. That's the first three. Sheni Deilisho is a separate halacha. What's halacha? Separate halacha and pedagogy. Now what? A person that doesn't know, chinuch. Separate halacha and chinuch. Let's say, for instance, a person, you can't arouse a person's interest. So what should you do? Do we say the Torah, forget about him? Forget about him? Or is it all to still tell him anyways? As much as he... Yeah, okay, at Psachwai. So, yeah. So the first three is the three types of people. The fourth one is the derech of derech and pedagogy. They should arouse the child's curiosity, even if you can't be sure.
The first thing is to take care of itself.
By itself.
Here you have to take care of it.
You have to take care of it, right. Okay. So that's the Ababanam. Next case, Yochel Mereshverish. Yochel Mereshverish. Yochel Mereshverish. Tamlem Bayamu, Bayamu, Yochel Bayamu. What is Yochel Mereshverish? What is Yochel Mereshverish? What is Yochel Mereshverish? What is it? What part of that God is it? Which part of that is Yochel Mereshverish? Again, it was further. Further than what? In the halachis of Sipur. The halachis of Sipur. Right? So what is the halacha of Sipur and Yochel Mereshverish? When? This mana mitzvah. The mitzvah is incomplete unless you know basically what the mitzvah is, who is chayev in the mitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah, right? And when to do the mitzvah. That's Yochel Mereshverish. And even why. Okay, fine. All right. So Yochel Mereshverish is mana mitzvah. With this, you complete the part of the Agada that deals with how with the mitzvah secret Israel, with the halacha is benageya mitzvah secret Israel. Again, Avraham Avinu is what? Avraham Avinu is a philosophical why. The philosophical why, because on Pesach the mitzvah is to explain not just the halachic why, but the philosophical why. That starts off the Seder, that's the Machayev. Then you have, who is Chayev in the mitzvah? Afilu Kolon Lecham Kolon Nevayim. Then also, the shear of the mitzvah. The shear of the mitzvah. The two shearim, qualitative and quantitative. Then after that, what do you have? What's after that, what do you have? Then there's what? No, then there's how to... The method of Sipur. First is the shear of Sipur, and under shear you have two shear, qualitative and quantitative. Then there's the method of Sipur. What's the method? And the method is the Abarbonim. Then you have Yochum Ereshkedesh, this Mana Mitzvah. That finishes everything in regard to the Mitzvah. There's nothing more left in regard to the Mitzvah. That's the end of the first stage of Agar. Okay. Now what happens? Mitzchilo Yiv Deva Rezariah Vesenu. Mitzchilo Yiv Deva Rezariah Vesenu. What's this? What? So this, now this is what the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? There's a machloekis between Rav and Shmuel. Whether there's two Haggadahs. There's Rav's Haggadah, there's Shmuel's Haggadah. Rav's Haggadah was Avraham Avinu, Shmuel's Haggadah is Mitzchila Eidei Varezorah Yavisena. So in order to be Yetzir, we really paskin like Shmuel. That we say the Haggadah of Avraham Avinu. But in order to be Yetzir Rav's Haggadah, we say in the end Mitzchila Eidei Varezorah Yavisena. You see? What's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? Whether the sipur should be Avraham Avinu, whether the sipur should be Mitzchila Eidei Varezorah Yavisena. What's the machlokes really? What? No, that everybody else Allah. See, according to Rav, we would have had Mitzchila before. We would start off with Mitzchila, then we would have gone a Filuklon, a Chalakon, a Vainim, and the whole business. But since we don't pass him like that, we pass him like Shmuel, we just threw in Rav afterwards, and the Kaim the Vodam, you know, according to Rav also. Because Shmuel didn't have Mitzchila in his Agadim. Shmuel's Agadim, Mitzchila was missing. Wasn't there, was no necessity for it. You see? But since Rav had it, so we put it in Mitzchila. But what's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel? There is Sipur Avraham Avinu or Sipur Mitzchila? What's the Machlekes? What are the two ways? How do you define it?
Well, the question is what?
Is the Sipur Tzitzvayim Avraham Avinu or Sipur Tzitzvayim Mitzchila? What's the Machlekes? So the Machlekes is simply, according to, if you say Avraham Avinu, so Sipur is limited to what? To the events of Cheres. The events that cause Cheres. That's Sipur. That's Avraham Avinu. Right? Nothing else. The Sipur Yitzhak is limited to those events which were involved in freeing Klal Yisrael and bringing about Cheres. That's Avraham Avinu. Mitzchila Yidei Varezorah Avasenu. Devar Noah Yosher Sechem Me'ela. What's that? Terach. How do you get the Terach? Terach has no shaykhs to going out of Mitzrayim. Right? So really, Shmuel's Haggadah is more mistavak. Shmuel's Haggadah is Sipur Yitzhak is those events that are responsible for Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Okay. So why does Rav start from Mitzchila Yidei Varezorah Avasenu? All the events. He stopped from Bereshit Brachim Shemayim Esaretz.
No. That's personally affected on the
Shemayim Esaretz. What do you have to show according to Rav? You have to show more than just the events. What do you have to show? You see, really, what is the key of Sipur Yisrael? What's the whole union of Yitzias Mitzrayim with the Nissim and everything? What is the whole idea of the Nissim? What is the show? That's right. The show Hashgacha purpose. To show the Hashgacha. Show the Ashgacha, that's what it is. Sipur and Nissim, and Aflois is to show the Ashgacha. That was the whole thing. Moshe Rabbeinu came to a parah tomorrow, it'll be like this. It's far a lie, I'll stop it now, I'll stop it then. Everything was done precisely to show the Ashgacha, then show the Ashgacha. So according to Rav, it's not just enough to demonstrate the Ashgacha through these incidents that occurred, but you have to demonstrate the whole objective of the Ashgacha, the whole design of the Ashgacha. What's the objective of the Ashgacha? Wasn't just Yitzhak Mitzrayim, forget what I'm saying. What was the objective of the Ashgacha?
To give us Torah.
Matan Torah. When did that objective begin? Avram. That's why Avram. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avram, Yeh Yezarecha Beres Leilah? What did he tell Avram for? What did he tell Avram for? Because Avram was the one that began Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, because he began Klal Yisrael, an entire Ummah will receive the Torah. We receive the Torah on Har Sinai. So all the events from the time of Avram, the whole Ashgacha was in order to Yishav Matan Torah. So it's not enough just to talk about the Maisim of Cheres, but you must show the design of the Ashgacha. It is the design of the Ashgacha, so you have to start from where? From where it began. From Avram from Brisbane Absarim. From Brisbane Absarim.
What the other guy said?
From the Brisbane Absarim.
What? According, just
the actions that are responsible. Let's just Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. That's all. Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim alone is enough. According to Shmuel, it's just Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. According to Rav, it's the design of the Ashgach. Not just enough to see Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Yeah, Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is part of it. But you have to show the whole objective of the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. The whole design of the Ashgach from the beginning. Where's the beginning? The beginning is Avram Avinu by Brisbane Absarim. But you start off with Metchila Evdei Avodah Zarah HaVaseinu. Why do you start off with Metchila? You really should start off with the next part. Shenema Vayemeshu Av Koyom Ad Hashem. Then Vayekas Avichem Yevelach Sevuchel Askenah Rabbe Zarai and the Brisbane Absarim. The Brisbane Absarim. Gei Yezach Alberes Lelohem. Why do you start with Metchila Evdei Avodah Zarah HaVaseinu? Because the Gemara says that Maskel Begnuas Umasayim B'Shevach. Now you can't just talk about the incidents themselves, but you have to start off with gnus, that you're worthless. Why do you have to start off with gnus? So the Rav mentioned one time, because the shevach lamakim is only equivalent to how much you are not worth the shevach. You aren't worth the nes. See, the more worthy you are of the nes, so the less shevach there is. Yeah, I deserve it. So you start off maschul begnus. Maschul begnus is a kiyum in the sipur, because the sipur is a kiyum in shevach. Okay? So the sipur is only complete when you demonstrate also what how worthless you are. So that's why he starts off with the Tchilei Dei Verzeres and we start off with Avraham Avinu. But that's the base of Machlokes is...
No, is there a qualitative difference also? Or why don't we just do it...
What do you mean qualitative difference? Where?
With the Machlokes. Why don't we just do it according to Mitzchila and we'll be able to do something?
What do you mean?
Why don't we have Avraham Avinu? Why don't we just start from Mitzchila and then we'll have the event,
yeah, but you see, the one that says Mitchila holds, you only have to show one thing. What do you have to show? Just, yeah, the specifics. The specific of the system. Where are the events? You don't need it. There's one other difference between this and between Avraham Avinu. One difference. The difference is, over here he quotes Psukim, and Avraham Avinu is no Psukim. You notice that? Yeah, why is it over here? There's no psukim over this psukim. Why? Why over here there's psukim over there? There's no psukim. Very simple reason. Because if you're talking about events that took place, see, let's get a question. Let's say a person takes out a book on archaeology. He talks about things that happened in Mitzrayim. That's true, but notice the fact that so is it Mekayim the Mitzvah season Mitzrayim? What do you say? It's tempting to say no, but the Rambam says yes. As the Rambam says, the Ram says openly, anything which occurred, which you know that occurred in Mitzrayim, you could prove that occurred in Mitzrayim is a mitzvah of Sibzis Rayim. Not just the events that are in the Torah. Call a marbel a saper bedvarim she'iru dvarim she'ayu arez v'shuvah. So Avraham, you know, that's right, it's okay. As long as you prove any event that occurred in Mitzrayim, which is related to Yetzias Mitzrayim, any event, so that's a key in Sibzis Rayim. So now it's call a marbel a saper bedvarim she'iru dvarim she'ayu. That's it. So that's good. So dvarim she'dvarim she'ayu. So fine, you're in a psukim in a car. But when you're talking about the design of the Ashgacha, it's impossible to know the design of the Ashgacha. I mean, how could you possibly say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu did this for this purpose? That's absurd. A lot of people think that they're on a level where they can determine what the Ashgacha is, why a Kadosh Baruch Hu does things. So they give classes on the Holocaust. So I'll tell you, they will explain to you how the Holocaust works and why God did it precisely. It's very nice. But the Torah holds that that's nonsense. Why? Because no man could ever know what the design of Ashgacha is. So when you're going, when you're speaking about the objectives, so the only way is through Psukim. Vayemi Yeshua Lam Shinema, Vayemi Yeshua Lam, Kay Amma Arishem, Lakay Yisrael, Be'eva Ano Yeshua Sechem Me'olam, Terech Avi Avri Nacham, Vekach Asam, Vedach Esai, Vedach Esai, the whole business. Why? Vinos Abmeshah, the only way to show the design is from Psukim. From Nevuah. Nevuah is the only way you know the design. You could never know what Ashgacha does. The person sit down and figure out by himself. That's Gaiva if a person thinks that he can do it. So that's why Avraham Avinu events, of course we know it happened. But the design of Ashgacha is impossible for us to know unless he has Pesachim. That's why Mitzvah we have to have Pesachim. Okay. Now that completes the first stage of the Agada, first part of the Agada. First part of the Agada. Is it the design of the Ashgacha or is it the events of the Sibutin Shemayim? So we have both. We have the Avraham Avinu and then we have the other ones.
Why did they put around with the Avraham Avinu so that there was the answer we put in that way? I guess we have an answer, then we have a question.
You mean why they don't put it together? Mitzchila and Avraham Avinu together. Combine it together. I was thinking about that too. I don't know why they don't do it that way. Apparently we hold, basically, we follow whose Agada? We follow Shmuel's Agada. Follow Shmuel's Agada. We just put in Rav's Agada later as an afterthought. The Yetzer of Rav. Why didn't it put it together also? Why didn't it put Metchila this? Why didn't it put Metchila and Avadim together and then start a Filuk Ron HaFacham? Good question. It's a question. Okay. Let's take Tzei Lamad. Next thing. Tzei Lamad. It's a question. Can't answer every single question. Tzei Lamad. Ma Bikesh Lovin Arami. Visham Dosa. I'm not going to say what Visham Dosa. Things that things. The what is it? By the Yiftim Tzchila.
No, Baruch Shalom.
Yeah, Brisman Sarum. Brisman Sarum. Kamashi Amalav Ram Vinu Brisman Sarum Shneil Vinu Ram Yidei Teta. Yeah, it's part of the Tigay. Yes, Alachal Brazvah. That's it. That's part of them. Visham Da. Let it go. The Goyim wants to say Visham Da as an introduction to Tzei Lamad. All right. So let's take Tzei Lamad. Tzei Lamad. Tzei Lamad. Ma Bikish Lovin Aram Lasis Liyakav Vinu. Okay. What is this? What is the Arami Shinema Arami Eved Avi? Arami Eved Avi. So you start from Arami Eved Avi, and you go through, and you go through the entire street. The entire street. One thing you do see from Vishamda. Bechol Dor Vador, and that's from Arami Eved Avi also. Bechol Dor Vador. So you see that that we have to talk about every door, and around the other also. Why? It seems to say why you have to talk about every particular situation. Why have to talk about Bizman is that too? What?
Part of the.
Yeah. So my brother one time said, that once you talk about Tzipris Mitzrayim, so it's Machayev you, not just in the Ashgacha so far as Tzipris Mitzrayim is concerned, but you must mention Ashgacha so far as every day also. That's Vishamba. Okay, but what it's doing here, we still don't know. All right. Probably the Goyim is right. The Goyim says that Visham is an introduction. It's part of Tzei Lamad according to the Gra. Visham the Lavaseinu Velanu. Then you have Tzei Lamad Ma Bikish Lavan Aram Las Leakav Vinu. Shepar Lagozal Aschorim. The Lavan Bikish Lakar Sakol Shnema Arami Eved Avi. So you see also, when you mention the Parsha of Arami Eved Avi, you must say what? I don't know. What is it? The essence of Arami Eved Avi is really what? Layer Mitzrayim. Right? Mm-hmm. That's the essence. Why must you start off with Arami Eved Avi? Because you must mention not just the Ashgachan so far as the Tzitzis Rhyme is concerned, but the Ashgachan so far as everything, and so far as how we're saved by Arami, saved every case. Every case. So Vishamda means that Arami Eved Avi is not just in so far as one case, Arami Eved Avi, but Bechol Dor V'Dor. Once you mention Ashgachan so far as the Tzitzis Rhyme is concerned, you have to mention Ashgachan so far as Bechol Dor V'Dor. Where's the first incident? Arami Eved Avi. That's
all
Yeah, all right,
Okay,
let's go. No. You can stop here on every little point. But you can say 1,000 things. But we say it b'derech kol, b'derech klal, and b'derech prat. The one prat is Arami Eved Avi. It didn't cost. Arami Eved Avi. One second. Arami Eved Avi v'yer Mitzrayim. It doesn't mean that he went out to Mitzrayim because Arami Eved Avi. That's nonsense. Arami Eved Avi, stop. That's one thing. Vayer Mitzrayim was a separate part of no shaykhs to Arami Eved Avi. That's what I'm telling you. Why do you start with Arami Eved Avi? The question is, why don't you start with Vayer Mitzrayim by Parshas Bikurim? The whole thing is, will you listen for a second? One second. Why do you start off with Arami Eved Avi? Start with Vayer Mitzrayim. That's the essence of Vayer Mitzrayim. And from Mitzrayim, we got Eretz Yisrael. That's the whole Parshas of Bikurim over there. So why do you say Arami Eved Avi? So Rashi says, Magid Shvachei Shomakim. Magid Shvachei, he starts, Maschil B'Shvachei Shomakim. So it means that he must begin by stating the Ashgacha insofar, not only as Mitzrayim is concerned, but insofar as generally. So it starts off with Arami Eved Avi. Okay?
What do you want?
The Pasuk, yeah, you can say a lot of things. Why the Pasuk chose this one over other ones? Do you want to demonstrate where Klal Yisrael was almost destroyed? That's the chesed of. You want to demonstrate where Klal Yisrael was almost destroyed, not just any Ashgacha. How Klal Yisrael was almost destroyed, not Kadosh Baruch Hu was matzah. That's what you want to demonstrate. That's not a problem. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, but what is the essence of the Pasha Rami Eved Avi? What is the essence of it? What's the essence? Well, the accept of Shad Anah is a question of Visham that goes to their side point. But let's understand what the essence is. Let's not get sidetracked. What is the essence? Now, Tzei Ulamad. What is Tzei Ulamad? What is Tzei Ulamad? What?
Limud.
Right. Where's the Limud? So the Rav mentioned many times. Vayerid Mitzrayim. The whole parsha is the Dereish Kola. The Mishnah says in Pesachim, the Dereish Kola Parsha Kula. That's what the Mishnah says. Me'arami Evidavi Dereish Kola Parsha Kula. So what is the halacha? What is the halacha? Dereish Kola Parsha Kula. What's the halacha? What's the halacha? No. Mitzvah Sipur through what? Through Talmud Torah. Through Talmud Torah. So Mitzvah Sipur must be Mekuyim Bedafka through Talmud Torah. So where's the Talmud Torah? You take the parsha of Arami Evidavi and you darshan it. The Gaon mentioned that there was a minig that they used to say, instead of this, they used to say Parshas Bo. They read Parshas Bo straight through. All the Makas, what's better than that? The whole Torah, right? So the Gaon say that that's up across us. It's Kfira. It's Kfira. Why is it Kfira? You tell me why it's Kfira. Because the mitzvah is to do it through Limud, through Limud HaTorah. And Limud HaTorah means only Torah Shebiksav together with Torah Shebal Peh. And if you just do it with Torah Shebiksav, then you're being kafir in Torah Shebal Peh. That's why the mitzvah was, if you just do it in Torah Shebiksav, you're kafir in Torah Shebal Peh. That's why the mitzvah was to do with the parsha Arami Eved Avi and to bring in the drushes. Arami Eved Avi, Arami Eved Avi, Vayar Mitzrayma. Vayogo Shem Mimsayim Ot, Vayhi Shem Lagoy Godel Otzim Varav. One pasuk. Vayar Mitzrayma. Honest Alpi Adibur, that's the drusha. Vayogo Shem. What's Vayar Shem? Alam Ish Layer, Vayar Mishtakin, Alogo Shem. Shenema. All the, this is a drusha, this is all the medrash. All the medrashim on the parsha of Arami Eved Avi. Why the medrashim? Because the key of a mitzvah is through limud, but there's no such thing as limud unless you have what? Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. You see, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah was only together with Tirgum. Why was it only together with Tirgum originally? We're really not Mekayim mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah properly, because it's supposed to be together with Tirgum. Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. Talmud Torah is always Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. That's why that thing was considered up across us. Okay. So that's our Arami Eved Avi is limud, through limud. Through limud. Limud Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh, keep on going, straight through. The whole thing is all, if you look through yourself, you'll see, when you look through, it's all the Parsha and Drushes. Straight through, Biyat Chazaka, all the Psukim. All the Psukim. Till you come till the Makas. The Makas. Then you come to the Makas. Okay? The actual one, the Makas. Okay, then this. Alright. Dom Vaish, Dorach Biyat Chazaka Shtayim. Elo esamaket. Dovracha biyad chazaka is still drusha. Still drusha. Dovracha biyad chazaka shtayim is written to your shtayim. Don't mind the way they broke up the printer broke it up. It's all supposed to be one part. Dovracha biyad chazaka shtayim is written to your shtayim. But my shtayim is still the same pasuk. Rami Avedov, same parsha. Baisa shtayim, maisa shtayim. It's all in the pasuk. Baisa and maisa is all in that parsha. Elo esamaket shehevi kodesh baruch hu ala mitzvah mitzrayim ve'elo hain dam for their kingdom of the Rishon Varea. Tzachadash bracha. This all up till the end of the tzachadash bracha is all Arami Avedov. Straight through, there hasn't been one interruption. It's the pasuk with the pirush. The pasuk with the pirush. Straight through. Okay. All right. So everything's pasuk, except the only thing you have to understand is makas follows through, because makas follows from the other pasuk. Oisei shtayim, zrein to shtayim, the whole business of the ten makas. Here are the ten makas. It's all part of the limud pasuk. Then you have the only thing is what is the tzach adash bachar. That's a funny thing. Let's put it in there. Rabbi Yehuda nesmem simanim. Why did they bring in Rabbi Yehuda? Yes, simanim, little simanim. The tzach adash bachar. What were the simanim for? It's hard to remember it. Hard to remember. Yes, it's hard to remember it. Okay, from memory. Easy to remember that way. It's easy to remember that way. So you have them mentioned in full. You don't have to have the tzach adash bracha. So the Goyen says that on the mate of Aaron was written the tzach adash bracha. That's what was written on the mate. That's what the Vilna Goyen says. Okay. On the mate. That's what he says. Alright, so it was written on the matah. So the question is, Taka, why was it written on the matah? Okay.
Who wrote it there?
Yeah. Alright. Yeah, they're going. Pirsha Grosh. Pirsha Buda Sevish Rab Rosha Tevis Aksum Malamata. Tzach Adash Bachav. The Chaim of Forsh Mechilta. Right. Okay. So why do you have to have. So it was written on the matah. Why was it written on the matah? I'll tell you, the only shot that I know of is one shot. There's a kuzari that says, he doesn't say regard to Tzach Adash Bachav. I think it fits him very well. The Kuzari says, happens to say, in his Sefer, he says like this, says that the Makas and Mitzrayim, of course, first of all, he mentions the Makas and Mitzrayim, the Nisim weren't just the events that took place. But the Nisim was, the essence of the Nes was the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nes was predetermined, the Zmana Nes was predetermined. Every time Moshe Rabbeinu came to power, and he says, tomorrow will be the Nes. But the fact that the event took place, there wouldn't be anything. Because it was simply a natural occurrence. cyclone hits Mitzrayim. Cyclone hits Mitzrayim. People aren't going to cyclone. Terrible, bad fortune. What does that do with the Sefer Torah? So that's why the Kuzari emphasizes, and the Torah says it really. But people, foolish people who think that the nest was the event, so they try to interpret it in terms of physical occurrences, and they try to say it wasn't a nest. The whole nest was that Moshe Rabbeinu came every time to Paro and told them, in Machar, if you don't do this, it is going to happen. The occurrence itself, Paro would have written off as a bad occurrence, that's all. What does that have to do with the Jews Mitzrayim? No, the Zman HaNes was an important factor in the nest. Actually, the Rambam in the end of his Maimon Tchias HaNesim says there's three factors in the nest. One is Zman HaNes, that's one thing. The second one, like by Eliyahu, says right now, he says, "Hinei Yehi Mitolachav is going to be Kedosh Brachim." That's the Zman HaNes. Then you have another thing. There's another thing in the Nes, the Rambam says, like by Arba, it says, "Kamoyu lehoya Arba b'chol Eretz Yisrael, v'chamoyu leyekein." There never was such an Arba, and there never will be such an Arba. That's also part of the Nes. What's the Nes? That's the what?
Quarantine.
The magnitude of the Nes. The magnitude of the nest. Once. What's the first one around? Magnitude of the nest. Never occurred. To such an extreme, it never occurred. There's another thing in the nest, Ram said also. The length of time that a nest goes on, that's also part of the nest. How long? It could rain for a day, but if it rains for 10 years, that's a nest. You see? Then also there's the nature of the occurrence. Okay. So according to the Rambam, it was the Kuzri doesn't mean to deny that Kamayel, the Pasuk says Kamayel Ha'Yeh, doesn't mean that that's not part of the Nes, of course. But that's not the only part of the Nes. This Mana Nes is very important also. Now the Kuzri, while he's talking about the Nisim, he says like this. He says that the Nisim were three types. What were the three types? Nisim insofar as the land of Mitzrayim is concerned, he says that's one category. Nisim insofar as land is one category, the environment was two, and then he says the atmosphere was three. Three types of nisim, he says, in Mitzrayim. Now I say like this, when I take a look at the Tzach HaDash Bacha, we take a look at an interesting thing. It's broken down precisely into those three categories. Amazing thing. The Tzach HaDash Bacha is broken down into those three categories. The Tzach, Dom Tzvadei Akinen. Dom is the land of Mitzrayim, the water, it's part of the land. The Tzvadei came from where? V'shorat Sayyor Tzvadim. From the Yor. Kinim was Hachasafar Oretz. Was all land. That was the first group. That was the first group of plagues. Second one, Adash. Orayv. What is Orayv? The animals came in from the jungles. That's environment. It's environmental. It's not the land, it's environment. Metal one. Dever. Dever is pestilence. Pestilence means disease, germs, disease. It travels in the environment. It's in the same environment that man lives in. Shin. Shin was Piyach HaKivshan. Metal one was from the dust of the Kivshan, the ashes. So these three are environments. So you have land, you have environment, and the last one, Be'achav. Be'ez is borod. Borod is atmosphere, right? Arba is also atmosphere. Why? Because the Pasuk says exclusively by Arba that the wind, that there was a tremendous wind. That was the Pasuk. Ruach Kadim. That article was by the Ruach brought the Arba. The Ruach, the wind. So the Arba was caused by an environmental factor. Atmospheric factor. And the last one, Arba, Choshech. Choshech is certainly atmosphere. The Choshech would block the...
The environment is
like this. The atmosphere... See, the environment is the immediate area that man lives in. The atmosphere is outside the area that man lives in.
What about land?
Land?
Yeah, he lives
around
the land.
No. There's three things. There's the land, the earth that he lives on. Then there's the environment, there's immediate environment. And then there's the atmosphere, affecting the atmosphere. Something in the atmosphere. Something in the atmosphere blocks the light. It's in the atmosphere. It's not where he lives. It's in the atmosphere. Blocks the light. Okay. Then the last one is? Mazel. This is three things. This is the Kuzri.
You need to think that are not directly attributable towards
physical. A lightning storm. It's not in the environment. Lightning storm occurs in the atmosphere. Yeah. There's an atmosphere. Such a thing as atmosphere. You want to deny something in the atmosphere?
The ground is in the environment.
But there's two parts to the environment. There's the land and then there's the environment. There's Karkois, there's Metalkman. Would you wait a second? We're up to Makas Becharis. Slowly. We're going to go there yet. What is the base? Makas Becharis. Makas Becharis is what? Becharis is really none of these three. It's really none of these three. None of these three at all. One second. You'll ask your kasha in a second. I know your kasha is. You should have said B'tzach, Hadash, Bach, and then Bech. Because it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So that was like this. There's three things, you see. The Mitzrim was superstitious. They didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch. They didn't believe in one God. They believed in many different forces. The Nissim in Mitzrayim showed, what was the whole purpose of Nissim in Mitzrayim? To show what?
One God controls all.
That there's one Hashgach on everything. So the first group of Nissim was broken down to what?
All different types of
gods that they worship.
They show that every force controls.
That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this God controls the land. Second one is, he controls the environment. The third one is outer space, controls the atmosphere too. Right? The third one is the last one, rather. Makas Bechor is different than anything else. What's the difference between Makas Bechor and everything else?
It's not natural.
Makas Bechor is one thing. It says, V'avarti beretz Mitzrayim balayla zeh ani v'loy shaliach. V'kesi kol Bechor v'atzayim ani v'loy malach. Anihu v'loy acher. The whole Makas Bechor was loy adei shaliach. It wasn't loy adei shaliach. The other ones were through a shaliach. No visible means. No, that's right. In the other cases, there's always a visible intermediary. There's the wind, there's the forces, there's the atmosphere, the earth. There's a visible intermediary. Makas Becharis was the worst Makka. It says Acharechein, then after Becharis, that was the end of it. Was the end of it? They saw there's absolutely no way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in direct control without any means, just simply direct control of every yachid. That's what broke the news. When they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the other way said, well, it's through an intermediary, it has to be a storm, it has to be this and that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu could never approach me, just simply strike me down. That's impossible. He needs means to operate with. In Makas Becharis, it was an evil Eshaliah. There was no visible intermediary. So that broke the mitzvah because they saw there's absolutely no escape. That was the last thing. So what? So everything, see the bays, the last one really, is the culmination. Everything leads to that. Everything leads to the last one, the Makas Becharis. Makas Becharis is the culmination. So everything leads to that last culmination. Okay, you're right, really. It should have been Be'ach and then Be'ach, but this doesn't work out. That's why it's Tzachadash. Now why? Now you see why it was written on the Makas. You agree with the going on the matter. But the matter was a conceptual matter. You have concepts on the matter. That's right. Rabbi Yossi agreed with Yerba. Rabbi Yossi agreed with Yerba. What? Not just some scribbles. Rabbi Yossi agreed with Yerba. Minayin at the Eva. Next thing. Here's the hot part of that. Minayin at the Eva. Shalaku, a mitzvah mitzvahim, esen makas, vala yom lo to chamisha makas. Okay. Commission. How do you know? You go through the arithmetic and see if you can multiply it, comes out to 50. Rabbi Lezer Amir Minashka Maka Maka is what? Arba Makas. How much does it come out to? 200. Erikiva says how much? 250. Okay, fine. Makas left and right. 10 becomes 50, 200, 250. What is all this multiplication of it? What's the mitzvah here? Some multiply Makas. Make more Makas. What? The Ram doesn't have what? Is that true? Doesn't have it?
Yeah, that's true.
Like stop off.
No, go that. What did it stop? It stopped after what? Okay, good. All right, so according to Ram, we can't ask that question. So what do you say? But according to us, we have it. Ram doesn't have it. Okay, we have it. So what do you say? It's a question really whether that's Ram's number or not. Yeah, some say depends upon him. We don't know really. But anyways, it is. But we have it. Why do we have it? Is there a reason for it? What is it? Even if we don't have it, we have to understand what's the machlokes tanoim here. Rabbi Yossi agrees, it's the machlokes tanoim. It's not just the stamazai, they didn't make it up. What's the machlokes? What's the halach? Here it comes. 50? How many multipliers? What? No. Oh, you have to be on the plane now?
No.
Yeah? All right, okay. And let me just make it fair. Sorry, listen, listen. Rabbi Yosi says like this. You see, I said, Charlie, like I said, it doesn't mean really that there's four markers or five markers in each one, that they really got damaged four ways, five ways. It means there's one marker. But it means how many variations in the laws of nature were necessary in order to make those markers. How many changes were necessary in nature in order to produce the marker. So that's a machlokes. That's a learning from something. Four, five, two, whatever it was. One second. Yeah. So the halacha is like this. You see, actually the Kobay, well, I was afraid to say that pshat, but it's mashma like that. The Kobay also said it. He says that it goes from the Yesodis, because there's four Yesodis in the earth. He says that if you look through the Kobay, it's not a halacha. The halacha is not saying that there was actually four different markers. It means that there were four necessary changes in the laws of nature in order to produce each marker. So what's the halacha? So halacha is, insofar as mentioning the hashgacha, you have to mention every specific change of the hashgacha. That's the halacha. You have to mention every specific change of the hashgacha. So if there was four, you have to mention those four changes. Doesn't mean you have to know each change. There was four changes. Was there four? Was there five? How many changes were there? That's why you have to mention every specific change. That's Rabbi Yosi Agulli, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehuda. Because the chiyuv is hashgacha, mention every single thing about the hashgacha.
Okay.
Yes?
Changes in what? Changes
in nature.
In nature.
Uh-huh.
How about for Bukharos? He said there was no visible changes.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be...
Visible. Visible changes.
Visible change itself.
Yeah,
they visibly
change.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, one thing, in Marcus Bukharos, doesn't mean that Akash Baruch works without intermediaries. It means to them, they thought that he needs these physical intermediaries. It can't work in any other way. But it doesn't mean that there's that Kodesh Baruch comes down and kills him and chokes him. It's impossible. Yeah, let's go. I don't know. Okay, then you have Dayenu. So what is Dayenu? You see, there's two things. In mentioning the different stages, you have to mention the different events of the Ashgacha. And then also you must mention also the different benefits of the Ashgacha, every stage in the benefits of the Ashgacha. Just like you must mention every different change in the Ashgacha, you must mention every single benefit of the Ashgacha. So you can't just say Hetzion and Mitzrayim, but you must break down each stage, each different stage, as they end up. Okay, that ends the first part. The third part. What's Shlosh Tavanim of Pesach? Pesach Matzah Maariv. It's good why the Ram doesn't have this here, because it's true, this is true, but it doesn't belong over here, because we're interested in, just a second, maybe it does belong over here. It does belong over here, because we're interested in Limud, and that's Limud, it's not from Sukkah. Yet Dayenu doesn't belong, but this one does. Okay, good. Now Ram Gamliel, Dayenu is not Limud. Okay. So Limud really ends, according to the Rambam, Limud ends with the Parsha of Rami Yevirovi. Yeah, that's the Machlekes. According to the Rambam, the Limud ends with the Parsha of Rami Yevirovi. According to Arshita, Limud ends with the other Psukkim also. Because the other Psukkim is, it's from Boi, Psukkim from Boi. So according to Arshita, we have the Limud through Rami Yevirovi and from the Psukkim from Boi. That's our got it. The Rambam only had it from Rami Yevirovi. Okay, now, let's take the case of Rambam Gulayim. What are these three? Pesach Matzah Maariv. So why is Pesach Matzah Maariv? What's the kiyum? What's the halacha? The halacha is that Sipur must be b'negeya mitzvah salayla. Sipur must be b'negeya mitzvah salayla as well. The Sipur is incomplete unless the Sipur is related to mitzvah salayla. So you have how many types of Sipur? First type is what? First type is the halacha is halachas. What's the second one? Second one is through limud, right? And the third one is through the mitzvah salayla. The mitzvah salayla must be an instrument of sipur. That's Allah. The mitzvah salayla must be an instrument of sipur. The first instrument of sipur is limud Torah, Talmud Torah, the Torah itself, Talmud Torah. It must be sipur ayde Talmud Torah. The second one is sipur ayde mitzvah salayla. See, that's the third stage. That's from, and then lafika hanacha anachna chayav moedas lahalel. What? B'chol dor v'dor chayav anamiras is atzmai v'zayn. That's really part of the figure. Because he can't start the chi of Shevach unless he says it's been a gay you. What's a Shevach? It happened to my parents. So what happened to Mitzrayim? What did I do with me? But you have to understand that if it didn't happen to Mitzrayim, then we would still be Ariana Vanina of Anamina of Mitzrayim. Why would we still be Mitzrayim? Why would we still be Mitzrayim? Why? Maybe something would happen. Maybe Africa would take over and throw them out. What? What? What does it mean? It means that the Rambam says, the Rambam says also in the Igeres. The Rambam says in the same Igeres to the explanation, the Rambam says that nothing happens in Klal Yisrael through laws of chance. There's two laws, there's Hashgacha and there's chance. But nothing happens to Klal Yisrael through chance. One second. Nothing happens to Klal Yisrael through chance. Pasuk. Everything that happens to Klal Yisrael. I don't know what you're asking. What are you asking?
I'm
trying
to say it.
Why can you say it?
In other nations, does things happen by chance?
Yes.
It does.
Why
should it be different?
I don't know. Why should it be different?
How do you know that they have it by chance?
I have a place. There are other questions later. I think that has no shakas to this. We're saying,
I wonder why
God saw fit to make sure.
How do you know that?
How do the Torah says it? What do you mean, how do you know? The Torah says it. What's the question? I'm asking questions. You want to know philosophically why, you want to know how you know. You know from the Torah. The Torah says it. That's how you know it. One, know why it has to be that way. Why the Hashgach has to be Klal Yisrael every step. The reason is because Klal Yisrael has a specific purpose, and nothing happens to Klal Yisrael that's not in line with that purpose, one way or the other. Either positive or negative. So that's why it has to be that way. So that's why it says, it means that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make any change, there would be no change. Chance would never take place. Whereas in regard to other nations are subject to the law of chance. Because there's two rules. There's Hashgacha Pratis and Hashgacha Klolis. Klolis means chance. God set up certain factors and then forces take place by themselves. Of course, he set them up. But the forces, once the forces are there, then they act on their own. They act, the causes take place by themselves. But that never happens in regard to Klolis at all. That's why it says, Arianov Nim Shabbat Mimim Fahs. And therefore, Lefikach, Anachna Chayav Mayat Salah Shabbat Lefar. Why? Because it affects us directly. The Hashgacha affects us directly. We are a direct result of the Hashgacha. Therefore, there's a Chi of Sherech Ledor. Now the question is, the Chi of Sherech Ledor, is it a separate Chi that we mentioned before? Is the Pshat that Yitzis Mitzrayim is what? Is Machayev and Sherech Ledor, but Sherech Ledor is a separate Kiyum? Or is Sherech Ledor part of, is Bedavka part of secret Yitzis Mitzrayim? Mestavra is that it's both. That Sherech Ledor is definitely a Kiyum and secret Yitzis Mitzrayim. But it also is a Chi of the Chmetz Musar. So therefore, even though the Hetzach HaTzeis could finish off the last two cases, why? Because the Teres Shevach Vayedor, it's a Kima Shevach Vayedor, which you have to do since you're Mesap B'tzis Mitzrayim. But according to the other sheet that says that it has to be before, so they hold that the Shevach Vayedor must be a part of Sipur. And if it's not a part of Sipur, then it's no mitzvah. Then there's no Kima at all. It has to be a part of Sipur. In other words, is the Shevach Vayedor of the last two cases, Akim and Shevach Ledor, abstractly, or were they misakim as Akim and Sipur? If it's Akim and Sipur, so it must be before Chatzos. If it's not, so then it's just Akim of Shevach, then it'll be a Chatzos.
The Rav mentioned once that in the name of Rav Chaim, that the way the Rambam learns, it says by the Manashtana, that the Kerry goes back over the Manashtana. Why? Because the Manashtana is not the Sheila Sabain. Ben is Sheol, but the Manashtana itself is just the Shinui Halayla, just the Mitzvah Halayla, Shinui Halayla, Shinui Hayayim. Of course, the Shinui Hayayim are expressed by Teres Beloshin Sheelo Tshuva. Beloshin Sheelo Tshuva. That's what later on the Rambam says. Afilu Tamid Chomish Sheolim Sheolim Zelazem Manashtana Halayla Mikol Halaylas, because anything that has to do with Shinui HaLaila must be done with Teres Shelo Tshuva. That's like the Shelo Sabain. But basically, even if there is Shelo Sabain, even if Shelo Sabain, the Kerry has to stay over the Manashtana for the simple reason that he must mention the Shinui HaLaila. And he does it through Shelo Tshuva. Okay. So we wanted to say, what is the... So the Rav mentioned that time. He said, the Hemshech is... In Kiddush is a Kiyum and Tzipus Yisrael on the Leil of Pesach. So first you have Kiddush. And then you have the Shinui Hayayim. So he wants to say the wise Kiddush Kiyum Tzitzis Mitzrayim, because it says Zechel Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Zechel Tzitzis Mitzrayim in Kiddush is an additional Kiyum. We want to say a little bit differently, that the Kiddush, what does Kiddush mention? Kiddush mentions that it has Kiddushas Hayayim. This Kiddushas Hayayim. So really the definition of the night the definition of Pesach, the definition of the night of Pesach is two things. First of all, in Genesis, it is a yom that has kedusha, which means isur malacha. That's one. And then, how does it differ from all the other? That makes it different from every other day from chayil. But in what way does it differ from every other day of the year? From every other day that has kedusha, from every other yom tov, that is al yaday mitzvah salayla. So really, the full definition of Leil Tesvav is brought about through two things. Through Kiddush, which tells you the genus, it's Kiddush HaSayim, it's Yom Tov, that's one. But then, what's the differentia? Because a definition is incomplete until you have the genus and the differentia. The differentia between this Kiddush HaSayim and any other Kiddush HaSayim. Not inherently the Kiddush HaSayim, but the differentia, but it is two, it has two essences. It has Kiddush HaSayim, that's one, and then there are specific mitzvahs, which are on Leil Tesvav. So the full definition of Leil Tesvav is brought about through two things, Kedushas Hayom and Mitzvahs HaLaila. That's the genus and the species. The species, genus and the differentia. That brings about the species. Okay. So in other words, Kiddush and Manishtana completes the definition of Leil Tesvav. That's what we wanted to add. Then we wanted to mention something else. So the Philip Kulanu Chacham Kulanu Vayim Mitzvah Kulanu Zekene Mitzvah LaSaper Mitzvah LaSaper B'tzias Mitzrayim. So I mentioned why is it a Mitzvah LaSaper B'tzias Mitzrayim? So we said like this. We said that the halacha is that there is again halacha in the shir. You see, first of all, we said like this. We mentioned that of course it's not just Mitzvah LaSaper, but when a person LaSaper thinks of something new. So it's a mitzvah thing, something new. Oh, so if that's the case, if it's something new, so what do you have to say, mitzvah lindu sabbat sisus rayim? Of course, mitzvah lindu sabbat sisus rayim. There's no chiddush anymore, even though kulana chacham kulana nevayim, it's something new, so you mechayev to misaper. Ah, so we answer like this, that we said that no, there's two possibilities. One possibility is that the mitzvah of Sipur has certain material, is limited to certain material. That's the mitzvah of Sipur, the misapa, to mention certain given material, to know certain material, and to speak about that certain given material. If that is the case, so then kolan chacham kolan nevinim is mitzvah l'nesavim sarem would not be true. Why? Because we know the information. So therefore, there's nothing more to it. There's nothing more to it. So that there wouldn't be any mitzvah for a chacham was mastered those facts of knowledge, those areas of knowledge. There would be nothing more for him to do. So that's why it says no. Mitzvah Leil Tesvav is Rishayim, because the Chiddush is as follows. The Chiddush is that there is no specific subject matter that one must master on this night. But the mitzvah is to be involved in the area. That's endless. To be involved in the area is endless. The mitzvah is that the Gavra should be involved in the area, should investigate this area on this night. But there aren't any specific sum total of theorems or postulates are theories that he has to master. So therefore, he could never finish the area. The mitzvah is that the Gavra should investigate, not that he should have knowledge of certain limited, certain specific entities. Okay. Then we mention, so therefore, this first part mentions who has to do it. That's Kulana Chacham Kulana Nevanim. Then it mentions, as we said before, the shir, qualitative and quantitative, kolam arba. And also, but before that, mitzvah lena sabbat rang, when it mentions who, by mentioning who, it also mentions the nature of the mitzvah. And that is what the object, who has to do it, that's the gavra has to do it, and what the gavra has to do, what is the object of the mitzvah. The object of the mitzvah is not a specific sum of knowledge. But the mitzvah is simply that you should be involved in the area. That's why we said that Maisa Rabbi Lazar is a raya to Chachamim. Kulono Chachamim. And then we said that Kolam Abra Sabbatim Shraim Rezim Meshur. Yeah, Kulono Chachamim, qualitative and quantitative, as mentioned before. And then what else? Yeah. And then we want to say that Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Shivim Shana, is something else. What does it have to do with? That was the problem. What does it have to do with this? We said as follows. We said the basic premise is that the mitzvah of Sipur is not that just to talk, but the mitzvah of Sipur is to learn something new. There's always something new. To investigate the area. Ah, so this the Rav mentioned in the Tuesday night show. So therefore, Amar Blos Ben Azayir, any Kvin Shimon Shon Lozer Chisher Tzay Amar Yitzis Shem Balelos shows as a demonstration of the fact that even though it was Ben Shimon Shon, still there was something that he hadn't. Even though it was Kvin Shimon Shon, still there was something that he had not observed, that he hadn't seen. A simple thing like a limud of Lamant Tiskei Sienches Chamayot Tzrayim, which shows that even the great Chacham could always learn something new. That's the Amar Blos Ben Azayir. That's the premise upon which the Machayev falls upon the Gadol. Okay. Now, then we said something else. We said, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Baruch Shem HaSan HaMayiv Yisrael. Why does it have to mention Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu? Why doesn't it just start off with Kineged HaBarbanim Devar Torah? So we said as follows. We said, if you take a look at this, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem HaSan HaMayiv Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Kineged HaBarbanim Devar Torah. Yeah. The it really is Baruch Shem Nasan Talam Yisrael is really the bracha of Talmud Torah. Asher Baruch Benachol Nevin Nasan Lanos Torosei Baruch Zod Hashem Nasan Torah. So the halacha is that until now we just explained the halachas. Now we're talking about Torah Shebiksav. We're mentioning Torah Shebiksav and we're explaining it al pi Torah Shebal Peh. Chacham Oyem and Apsukim. So before we do that, we have to start off with Birkas HaTerah. See the Gemara Brachas Dafid Aleph from the base. The Gemara says a four-way machlekes. What you have to make Birkas HaTerah for? One holds for Torah Shebiksav, one holds for Medrash, because Medrash is Pirish of Torah Shebiksav. Then the other one holds that it's for Mishnah, because Mishnah is the fact of Torah Shebalpeh, and the other one holds it's for Svara theory. Ah, over here there's no machlekes. Over here the halacha is that when it comes to Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh, then there's a chiv bracha. And the chi of bracha is expressed Baruch Shem Nasan Talam Yisrael. Why over here is a difference? So Bobby says because over here the kiyama mitzvah of Sipur only takes place through a tziruf of both, through a tziruf of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh, which is from Tzei Lamad. It's one of the forms of Sipur. Tarash Bikstav and Tarash Bapah. Okay. That's a good possibility.